While talking with Randy Dickut, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations at Farmers National Company, I had a question about corporate farming. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
You hear about big corporate farms. To what extent are they players in the buying farmland scenario?
Yeah, that's a question that we get, and you have to look at the numbers with that. When you see those totals of corporate farms, the biggest share of those are family-owned. Then you also take into account your West Coast plantings, permanent crops, which are highly capital-intensive and beyond anything typical Midwestern crop farmer has or does. So you've got those things going on. I spoke to a group of estate planners and talked about that, or that question came up. How about corporate farming? For instance, in Illinois, about 6% of the land is being purchased by institutional, which are pension funds, venture capital groups, investment capital, and so forth. So if you average that out, it's a very small percentage. Another number to think about is, I've heard it quoted that institutional, what you might think of as a corporate ownership of land, it'd be the investor, has about $24 billion or so of ag land. That's out of $2.7 trillion worth of agricultural land in this country. So it's a very small percentage. I've heard 1%, maybe 2% is owned by, quote, institutional type investor. I don't have exact numbers, but those are what I read.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.